First of all the learning tonight should be for Fushalema of Pesha Kayla Sara Bashendel, a woman who definitely needs her tefillas. She have her mind in your tefillas, Mir Tashem, she have her fua. The Kara of Besaych Shar Chal Yisrael. On the Bedichever's yard side, it's not enough just to sing the Bardichever. You have to share a Torah from the Bardichever to start Shir. It's a Torah that we've shared many, many times. Especially these days, right after Yontiv. Because each and every one of us is yearning for a little bit of chizik, a little desirous, after such beautiful Yom Tovim. It's a difficult few days these days after Simchas Torah. After enjoying and looking forward all el along to Rosh Hashanah and Asar Shmei Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, Sukkah is to sit in a sukkah, b'teilu d'mamnusa, to live in a sukkah, to sleep in a sukkah. Simchas Beis HaShoevas. Lel Hashanah Rabu, it's so beautiful together. Mamish so special. Hashanah Rabu davening. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, one time a year to dance with the Torahs. And then, Yisru Chag. That was yesterday. Today, Thursday. Just a day in Tishrei. Okay, we still don't say Tachlin. Soon it's going to be Mar Cheshvan. And we're wishing to be back in those moments. Those moments of Moadim. Moadim is to meet up with the Rabbeinu Shalom in such a beautiful way. So the Torah of the Bardichever is the biggest chizik in the world. Because the Bardichever says, the Kedush Levi, it's found by his Torah on Pesach, actually. And he asks, he's trying to understand, why is it that we don't have Besamim on Matzah Yontov by Havdalah? This past Tuesday night, we all made Havdalah, we heard Havdalah. And what was the Havdalah? Bayer Pri HaGafen, Amav Le Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Zehu. So Vada, we all understand why we don't have Or, we don't have Eish, we don't have fire. Because fire was permitted all Yontov long. Our mothers were cooking. They were lighting candles. We were allowed to have fire on Yontov. Midaraisa, you're allowed to even start a fire on Yontov. Midarabanan, you're not. So we're not going to have fire because we don't differentiate with fire because we were allowed to have fire all Yontov long. Only on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur, you have fire which you weren't allowed to use. Also, the other reason we have fire Matzah Shabbos because fire was created then. Matzah Yontov fire wasn't created then. So it makes sense we don't have fire. But why is there no Besamim Matzah Yontov? What's the reason we have Besamim? Because Chazal teach us that on Shabbos Kodesh we have a Neshama Yisera. We have this higher, whatever that means exactly, obviously it's something very, very deep. But we're more in touch with the Ruchnius and our Neshama is more alive and is in a heightened state. And we lose that at the end of Shabbos. So we have a little bit of a down and we need some chizik, we need a service. So what do we have? A nice smell. Reach, Miloshen Ruchnius. Reach was the only one of the senses which didn't partake in the Chet Eit Adas of this week's parasha, so it's full spirituality, and that gives us a little chizik. So there are some Rishonim who hold there's no Neshama Yisera on Yontov. And therefore, if there's no Neshama Yisera on Yontov, we don't need Besamim after Yontov. It's all Sugya and Arvei Pesachim. But there are some Rishonim who hold there is Neshama Yisera on Yontov, which makes sense. Yontov is Kaddosh, Yontov is holy, Yontov is full of Ruchnias. So if there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontov, it would seem to be you'd have to have Besamim after Yontov, but we don't. Why not? So comes the Hilik Bardichever, the Kedushas Levi, Le Yitzchok, Mensar Sashas, Chusu Yong and Aleinu on the Hilik Yartzeit. And he says something we should always remember after Yontov. He says that when it comes to Shabbos, the Kedushin, Shamasher of Shabbos, is Kulo Yisrusa Dalel. It's a Ruchni, it's a spirituality that's a gift from above. Hashem determined, based on this week's parasha, that the seventh day is going to be Shabbos. And every seventh day is going to be Shabbos, because that's why, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki B'Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos V'Yin HaFash. And therefore that's a Kedusha that's for the seventh day. When the seventh day is over, it's gone. We need the Chizik of Besamim. But when it comes to Yontov, who determines the Kedusha of Yontov? We determine the Kedusha of Yontov. Now we have a set calendar, but we even set that calendar. But in times where it wasn't set calendar, we decide, based on seeing the new moon, and we were Mekadesh, the Levana, and decided when Rosh Chodesh was, And based on when Rosh Chodesh was, is when Yom Tov is going to be. Test Vav Tishrei is Sukkot because of when the first day of Rosh Hashanah is. And who determines that? We do. We create the holiness of Yom Tov. And the Petitioner says, if you create it, if you are the one who put in the effort and creates it, then yes, there's Neshama Yaseira and there's Kedusha, but you don't have to lose it. It doesn't necessarily go away, because you created it. So there was a Neshama Yaseira of Yom Tov, but it's still with us. There's no Besamim of Mata Yom Tov. So that itself is a tremendous chizik. To know that right now sitting here, all of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres and Brachos Torah, it's all still with us. It's all still with us. We have to stay connected to it and feel close to it. So that's Torah of the Heilige Bar Ditchver. But I want to talk about a different Nechama. Another approach to how we could have some Chizuk and Osiris during these days right after Yom Tov, when it's a downer, let's be real. So the Heilige Beis Aaron of Karlin. The Karliner, the Beis Aaron, he was sitting by his Ne'ilas HaChag. Ne'ilas HaChag, the final Suda of Yom Tov, would have been this Tuesday afternoon, if you had a Ne'ilas HaChag. We try to make here a Ne'ilas HaChag, definitely a Suda of Mashiach, and then the Pesach. I've never made Simchas Torah, I just had it's my chisor, and I have no koach to do it. It's like mamish, physically, emotionally, in every way. Guys ask me sometimes, I'm like, are you kidding me? It would be beautiful. Maybe we should push myself. Simchas Torah takes so much, I'm Amish, need to get in better shape, I guess. But we're trying, ball on Friday, we gotta get back. MS, it's true. Anyways, Lameisa, the Beis Aaron of Karlin was sitting by his Ne'ilas HaChag, and he was lamenting over the end of Yom Tov. He was sad. How sad it is that all of the Ne'ilas HaChag, it was in the afternoon, and we went through all the beautiful Yom Tovim of Tishrei, and it's over. And then he says to his Chasidim, the only Nechama I have is that now we're getting close to the long winter nights. That's my Nechama. We're going to soon have the long winter nights. What does that mean? Who amongst us looks forward to the dark, to the cold? Let's be real. We all enjoy when it's the summer and it's nice outside and you have longer light days. Who likes at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon, you look outside, it's already dark. Nobody looks forward to that. Nobody's excited about that. And when it's cold outside, really? That's our nechama? The long winter nights? What's the Beis Aaron talking about? So perhaps Pshat is as follows. There's a famous Gemara in Tainus, at the end of Tainus. You all know it, even those who didn't learn Tainus. Many of us learned Tainus. It's one of the shorter Masechtas. So. And it's all the way at the end of Tainus. It's already in the Mishnah. And the Gemara talks about it at length. Omar of Shimon Megamliel, Lo hayom tovim liYisrael kichamisha asur ba'avu kiyom haKippurim. That there's no greater yom tovim to Bnei Yisrael than chamisha asur ba'av, tu ba'av, and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara already asks the obvious question: Bishlama yom haKippurim. It makes sense. Yom Kippur, yom slich mechila, yom shinin ba'av lucha shnius. Right? What a day, Yom Kippur. What a day! A day that you can go in and become a Birya Chadasha, to be a new person, to wipe away the whole year. That's, even those of us that struggle a little with the fasting, ultimately we all feel that it's a powerful, amazing, incredible day. And it once was when we got the second Luchos. That makes a lot of sense. To say, Lo Yom Tov L'Kiyom HaKippurim, good, beautiful, Makabah. But Tubav? Like really? Tubav? Okay, we all know it's some day of dating, of shiduchim. As already the Mishnah says, Moshe Yisrael Yotzin. In fact, they met with a young couple today. Soon to be engaged. Mirtz Hashem, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Won't give any names away. But anyways, L'maisa, they were telling me that the guy was telling me that the girl tricked him one day. They said, "Oh, we have to go to the oil. Let's go to the oil to daven today." I mean, not that it's always a good thing to go to the Oil and Daven. You know? It's not a bad thing, but what does he mean, she tricked? They went there, and then they're davening there, and then someone mentioned, and he realized, she knew the whole time, that it was Tuba Av. So she wanted to go together with him specifically, to daven together on Tuba Av at the Oil. She thought it would be a good as Hashem, big schus and kachave. That was Tuba Av. They're still together, so obviously it worked, you know? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. They already have a wedding date. Mir Hashem. Shatam Slachas. But Lamaisa, what's this Tuba Av? What's this Tuba Av? The Gemara, this is how Tainus ends, really, goes through many different approaches to what's the godless of Tuba Av. But listen to one of the answers. I'm just going to read it to you as explained by Rashi. Rashi says it's on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Tainus. The last few words of Tainus. Michamisha Aser Ba'av, from Tubav on, Ve'elach and onwards, Demoisif Leilos Ahayamim. That's when the nights begin to get longer than the days. Meaning up until Tubav, the summer is strong and the days are very long. When do the days start to shorten and the nights start to get longer? Tubav. Therefore, la'asok b'Torah Yosef Chayim Achayev. Therefore, you're going to have more time to sit and learn Torah and add life to your life, basically. Meaning what? It used to be, let's think back in the times of the Gemara, no electricity, no light like we have. So, and they would have to work hard for a living all day long. When it was light outside, that's when they're outside in the field working. When it gets dark, they would go inside. And then they'd have time to finally sit and learn. So in the summer, they're a long day outside till late at night, till they get home and eat, and would have very little time to learn. They have to go to sleep, they're tired. But in the winter, they would come in very early from their whatever they were doing, and they have way more time to learn. So you know, and when did that start to turn Tuba Av? So you know what we're saying? What's the godliness of Tuba Av? The simcha of Tuba Av? Is that we have more time to learn Torah because of the longer nights. What brings us more joy and more simcha, more meaning, more purpose than learning Torah? And maybe that's exactly pshat in the Beis Aharon HaKarlin. The Beis Aharon HaKarlin was lamenting, so sad, Yontif is ending, and Yontif is this time to get close to Hashem, to feel close to Hashem. And he says, you know what he says, the only nechama? The long winter nights. Maybe he's talking about this Rashi, talking about this Gemara, Tubav. Meaning what? The long winter nights, more time to sit and learn and to shteig. And it realize what's the godliness of Yontav that's so special? Is the Kirvas Elokim, the closeness to Hashem, that we could accomplish through the different tefillos and through the different mitzvahs. But the Beis Aharon telling us, you know what? We have a way to be connected to Hashem always. And that's through Limud HaTorah. There's no greater way to get close to Hashem. We say it all the time from the Heilige Baal HaTanya of Shner Zalman of Lahadi, Zeichet Tadik Kashv Racha, in the fourth parak of Tanya, that every single time we learn Torah, we're giving Hashem a big hug. So Vad, yes, there are beautiful Svarim that talk about being in the Sukkah and embraced by the hug of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why a Sukkah, the small Sukkah, is two sides and a little, which is like an arm coming around you, which is the hug, the embrace of Hashem. But every time I learn, I'm hugging Hashem. Every time I learn Torah, the Tanya says, I'm getting close to Hashem. That's the greatest nechama, the greatest chizik, the greatest zayrus. And that's why it is. What's the lingering taste of all the Yom Tovim? Simchas Torah. That's the lasting impression. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, yes, there are a lot of ways to get close to me, in beautiful ways, through all the mitzvahs and anagos. But ultimately, the best way is Limud HaTorah. End with the Simchas HaTorah and take that into the year. Take that into the long winter nights. We always have to be connected to Torah and Limud HaTorah. And Amelus B'Torah. Each of us on our level, to what we can at different stages in our life. But we always have to be connected, no matter what, no matter where we are. That's where our Simchas HaChaim comes from. And that's when we could be all year long B'Kedushah V'Torah with Hashem. We can't ever forget that. Oh, what Simchas Torah was. Simchas Torah was mamish. So incredible, so amazing to have the opportunity one day here to dance with the Torah, to feel alive with the Torah. But the idea has to be, the inspiration has to be to, in order to take all that Hisorot and Chizuk and Slavas into Limud HaTorah. I'll tell you, MS, I was so excited for this Thursday night to share with you the following. I'm going to tell you the highlight of my... I mamish look forward all year to Simchas Torah. I love dancing with the Torahs and dancing with my Talmidim. It's mamish a highlight of my year. Up there, mamish, definitely top 5 nights of the year. Definitely. You know, the top... Listen, Yom Kippur, Purim, mamish, you know, Yom Kippur and Purim, Hamevin Yavim. We're not going to start talking about it because then you're going to be here all night, right? And MS is also, I have such a deep, not, and this is, you have to understand this in a deep way, what I mean, not in a simchadik way, but in an inspirational way, in a way that I feel so close to Hashem. Tisha B'Av for me is mamish, life-altering, life-changing, and something, halavai, it should be a moed, b'kar of mamish. But those 3 days are the most influential days of my life, and therefore the days that I cherish most in the year. After those three, there are the two other times, mamish, that come right after those, are Lel Seder and Simchas Torah. Lel Seder and Simchas Torah. I love it. I mamish Simchas Torah. Mamish, incredible. Incredible. But I'll tell you what my highlight of this Simchas Torah, it was incredible. There were so many, there were a lot of highlights. But the highlight of all highlights was actually not dancing this year. At night, it was mamish incredible, and I don't think I stopped dancing too much. And mamish, it was awesome and special. But by the day, so MS was like physically, I was like a mamish... It was hard, MS. Like I said before, I'm not in shape. I have to get in better shape. Truth was, like a month ago, I was in better shape. And then in the summer, I had this list to have time. I was in camp and to exercise a lot. From Thursday night through Sunday night, I played a ton of ball because we had all the men came up to Camp Dina and we played a ton of ball. It was great ball. Played at least 3 times, sometimes even Thursday, usually Thursday night, Friday, Matzah Shabbos. Played ball, and then during the week, even though there weren't too many men there, I would either swim for like 45 minutes, like mamish laps, or go on like a long walk with my wife. Like every single day exercised. It was incredible. But that stopped like 6 weeks ago. So the last time I exercised was in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, you know? So we got to start bowling with Shabbos. Pinchas of official MS. But anyways, Lameisa, So in the morning, and you stay, you know, the kafas go, and then you have Suda like at 11 o'clock at night, and then across the street, Tzvi made a siyum, Baruch Hashem, so I went there until you get to sleep, and then you want to wake up early to prepare, and whatever it was. So I'm like, the daytime akafa was after the second or third akafa, I was like wiped. MS, wiped. I like, physically, like, and then my, you know, my son shows up, and he wants to be, he was into it, Uriel, it was beautiful, Uriel listened to Tzvi, but like, he wants to be held, and you know, you're trying to hold him in a tire at the same time. Forget about it. It's like, mamish, it's very, very, it's draining, and beautifully, in a beautiful way. So I at some one point, I don't remember, whatever a couple was, I like, mamish took a break, and I just stood up by the bima, and I was watching. First of all, the MS was so beautiful to watch. You know, I always feel like the women get gypped out of Simchas Torah. They do. That's the truth. They do. But like, the women, they're like up there in the balcony watching the whole time. We get to be taunting and alive with the Torah, and they have to watch the whole time. Okay, everybody has to know their place in life. It's okay. You know? But Lameisa, it's actually so beautiful. It's actually so beautiful to watch. I don't know how many... If you just watching the couples, watching the taunting... Watching the Torahs. But that wasn't even, it wasn't just watching. So I'm by the bima. It's perfect timing because we're about to start a whole new job. But anyways, Lameisa, I'm by the bima. And I'm first just watching. But then right there by the bima, for someone left to say for Amunas Itecha. Amunas Itecha is Rav Moshe Wolfson. Shlita. And usually I don't have the opportunity to do this because I'm dancing the whole time. I opened it up. It was on Moedim, so peace on Simchas Torah. And I stood there just learning for a few minutes. And I want you to know it was incredible. There was something special about learning Torah during the Hakafos, while the Simchas Torah is going on. And this piece that I learned, Amamish was like just flying from it. I'm still flying from it. And I was the minute I learned, I said, "Oh, this is for Thursday night." And I've been holding on. It's been hard. It's very hard to hold on to Torah sometimes, but I've been holding on to this Torah, and I'm mamish Here we go. Here we go. So let's learn. The very end of the Torah. The last few words of all of Torah. The last few words that we read in Vezos HaBracha were the words Ulechol Hayara Chazaka Ulechol HaMoira HaGadol. By all this strong hand and this awesome Moira Gadol, this awesome greatness, Asher awesome Moshe that Moshe did Le'enei Kol Yisrael, in front of the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. What is the Torah talking about here? What is the Torah talking about that Moshe did that was so amazing and so great that the Torah ends with? So who's holding a Rashi? What's it talking about?
The
Shkoyach Hevra, good, beautiful. He's talking about the breaking of the Luchos. Shenasol libo lishbar luchos le'eneim. That he mamish took and he broke the luchos in front of Einei Kol Yisrael. And there we know very famously, and Rashi says v'skima dasa Kadosh Baruch Hu daito. Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed and said it was. And he says even yasher koychecha shishabarta. Good job, Moshe. It was awesome that you broke the luchos. Amazing. Chevra. We're ending the Torah. You know, you find, I'm sure many of us, when you learn through Masechta, and the Masechta is, and at the end of the Masechta, and then at the very last few lines, like often go off on like some tangent with basically like, Hashem Yivarach, Hasam Bashalom. You know, like, because we want to end on a high note, and end with something very beautiful, end with something nice. Right? That's how we usually end things. End with some nice, peaceful, beautiful words. Some inspiration. The entire Torah is going to end. Let's remember the breaking of the Luchos, the Chet HaEgel that we're suffering from until today. Like, really? And what is it, by the way, as well? What is the Yasha Koichos Shabarta? Great job, Moshe, that you broke my Luchos. You know what the first Luchos were? How holy the first Luchos was? The miracles of the first Luchos? And just looking in the Pasuk says, L'chol HaYara Chalak, L'chol HaMora HaGadol, this awesome thing that Moshe did. That he broke the Luchos. And that, so we have to understand, why does the Torah want to end with the breaking of the Luchos? And why was it so amazing and so awesome? So listen to Rav Wolfson explain Chavra. Amish awesome. There's a Medrash. Forget me out the whole Torah. Just to read this Medrash and to remember this Medrash is of the biggest chizik you could ever have in your life when it comes to Limud HaTorah. The Medrash is in Koheles Rabbah. We just learned Koheles together, Sukkos. The Medrash says as follows. It's in Parasha Aleph, Lamed Dalet. Rabbanan d'taman b'shem Rav Yitzchak d'hacha, Rav Tuvia b'shem Rav Yitzchak, says as follows. L'tovaso Adam lomei Torah v'shocheach. It's great for people that when we learn Torah, we forget. Look, that's what the Medrash says. It's a great thing that we forget Torah. Now, each and every one of us in this room, it kills us that every time we forget everything we learn, or at least I can talk for myself. I forget like everything that I learn. It kills me. I wish I remembered what I learned. I see other people, they remember what they learn. I have to, mamash chazer and chazer and chazer and chazer. And here, but the Medrash says, L'tovaso Adam. It's good that we forget. Why? Listen to what the Medrash says. She'ilu hayadam lamei Torah v'lo shechacha. If we would learn Torah and not forget it, you know what we would do? Ayim esazik v'torah shtayim shol shanim. You'd go through all of Torah in 2 or 3 years. V'chozer esazik v'malachto. Then you'd go back and just sit and work, make money, watch the Yankees. I don't know. V'lo hayim ashgiach b'lo olam kol yamav. You'd have no need to go back and look at the Torah again. You already know it. And you remember it. Right? We all, at some point in our life, learned simple math, addition, subtraction, multiplication. Right? We all learned 5 plus 3 equals 8. None of us ever are going back to that unless we're helping our children who are learning it. On our own, there's no reason to ever chazer that again. I know it. It's what I know. Why would I ever look back at it again? Because we learn Torah and forget it. We're never going to leave it. We're always going to be going back to it. We're never going to stop learning. Thus says the Medrash in Koheles. Incredible. Incredible point. Incredible point. You hear, Chevra? The Medrash says it's a great thing we forget Torah, because that way I could keep on learning and learn more and put in more amelus b'Torah. And that, and Torah, as we said before from the Baal Tanya, is what connects us to Hashem. Torah is where I see the personality of Hashem, where I could be one with Hashem. It is Hashem. It is Hashem. Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Reis Echad Hi. So because I forget Torah, that's why I have to constantly be learning Torah. That gives me the ability to non-stop learn Torah. So it's great that we forget. So the next time we feel bad that I don't remember what I learned, and I went through a whole Masechta, and I don't remember. If I took a test on it now, I'd get a 20. So what am I making a siyum on? No. You're learning to get close. You're not learning to remember. You're learning to get close to Hashem. You're learning to get close to the nice in the Torah. You're learning to get the chizik from the Torah, to enliven yourself through Torah. And whatever you remember, that's Siyata Dishmaya. And if you forget, Toiv, it's good for you, the Medrash says. So then I'm going to learn it again and learn it again. And that's our Avodah. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says, what caused that we should forget Torah? Shviras HaLuchos. The breaking of the Luchos. If the first luchos were not broken, that was Torah, that if we learned it, we never would have forgotten it. Only the breaking of the luchos caused that now we forget Torah. So what? We go through all of Chumash, and we just went through Simchas Torah, and we made a siyum on Kol HaTorah. So what's going to be the last few words of Torah after I finish it all? You might finish it all and say, oh, I'm finished, I'm done, over. No, you know what the last few words are? Leinei Kol Yisrael. Let's talk about the godless of the breaking of the luchos. You know why? Remind you, yeah, you learned it all, you're forgetting it. Don't stop learning it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yashar Koich Shibarta, because now we'll never stop learning Torah. And that's why you go Leinei Yisrael, and then this Shabbos, Bereishis Bar Lakim, another time. Another time, Bereishis Bar Lakim. Another time I'm going back to starting over. And we're starting over, and Chaim Kanievsky is starting over, and Rav Moshe Wolfson is starting over Torah. Because we all forget. And we have to be chazring and chazring, because that's what Shviras HaLuchos was, and that's how we ended Torah, which is the biggest chizik in the world. Biggest chizik in the world. Not to feel bad when I don't remember. My avoid is to learn, and I can close to Hashem through that learning. And that's how I can stay close to Hashem always, not just on Yontiv, and not just when I'm tanting the Torah, not just in the Sukkah, when I'm connected to Torah. In fact, Rav Wolfson says that you start over with the word Bereishis. That's the new beginning again. That, and we're only starting over Bereishis because of the Shviras HaLuchos. So Bereishis are oisios asher shibarta. That you broke them. Bereishis has oisios asher shibarta. The yud wasn't used. So Rav Wolfson says, what's the yud? The yud is the luchos. The yud is the 10 luchos. The yud, 10 luchos, asher shibarta is Bereishis. Because that's what Bereishis is. I'm only going back to Bereishis because the luchos were broken. I need to continue to learn. I can't stop learning. Now he says we could understand also the very end of Torah Sheval Peh. That's the end of Torah Sheviksav, reminding me why I have to never stop learning and giving me a chizik in not feeling bad when I forget. What's the very end? The very end of Torah Sheval Peh. We end the Torah Sheval Peh with Maseches Nida. And what's the very last few words of Nida? The very last few words of Nida. Listen to this. Chevra, incredible. Where is this? You know these words. You know these words. But the very end of Nida is Tana Dvei Eliyahu. Kol Hashoyne Halachos Bechol Yom. Anyone who learns the halachos, who learns Torah every day, muftuch lo shu ben olam haba. It's going to be assured that he's going to be a ben olam haba. So what happens? You just finished all of Shas. And you finish all of Shas. And then you can start thinking to yourself, I feel bad, I have chalisha sadas. I just finished all of Shas, but what do I really know? What do you really know? I probably can't answer more than 10 questions in the whole entire Shas, even though I finished Shas. But if I'd remember it all, I'd have no need to continue to learn it. So at the very end, it says, Remember this halacha. Remember this teaching. If you learn every single day, you're going to have Olam Haba. If you'd remembered all, you didn't be learning, you wouldn't get Olam Haba. But the fact that we forget the Torah, Asher Shibarta, that is the key that I could be a Ben Olam Haba. That's how I could be in a Ben Olam Haba. And then where do we start over Torah Shabbat Peh? Me'emes Ha'ikor Shema Ba'arvis. What do we start with? Talking about Kriya Shema, but specifically Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. So the Arizal says something amazing. The Arizal says, why do you need a Kriya Shema Shal Arvis? You woke up in the morning, you said Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Shem Elokein Hashem Echad. Why doesn't that last until you go to sleep at least? I mean, that Kabbalah Malach Shemaim, I know it's a new day, but Birchas HaTorah you make in the morning, it lasts all day long. Kabbalah Malach Shemaim, and the oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should last all day long. It says, no. The Roshim, the imprint of Shema, is only going to last till the night, but you need new. You forget it by that point. Me'emes HaKadosh Shema Arbis is a reminder to us also, that even when we learn, and we connect to ideas in Ruchnias, they only last for a little bit of time. I need chazara. I need to do it again. Nachashema. I can't ever stop learning. Shema happens to be, how many explain, is the least we're supposed to learn every day. But nachashema. It's not enough in the morning. I got to do it again. Because shechachti, I forgot. And this is each and every one of us. So it's a big chizik, twofold. It's a chizik to those of us when we feel that we're not remembering what we learn and we don't feel accomplished. Yashar koyach shibarta. Our role is to learn. Our role is to try to be close to Hashem. What we remember is also Yad Hashemai. Yagati Matzasi Tamen. It's a metziah. That's all from Hashem. Metziah means it's not based on your effort. It's just something you found. Upper what? So first it's a chizik. Again, first it's a chizik. Not to feel bad when we don't remember. But it's also now an achrayas. And the achrayas is to not stop learning. The achrayas is to mamish, continue to shtayg, and put in more and more melis. You know what a melis is? Rav Shalom Shadran used to tell over when he went to yeshiva, the mashgiach, Rav Meir Chadash, he pulled in the bachrim once, with a couple months left to the zman, to chayref zman. With a couple months left, and he spoke to the Bachram in the yeshiva. He said, I want you all to think to yourself, how long does it take you to learn through a block Gemara? Gemara, how long does it take you? Some of you, maybe it only takes a half hour, you could do it, you're very quick. Some of you might take an hour. Some of you might take 2 hours. Okay, good. He says, morning Seder, that's Be'in, that you have to learn slowly to Be'in. That's your 4 hours in the morning. But there's 8 more hours in the day you learn. They were learning 12-hour days. A lot of us think back. We had times in our life we were learning 12-hour days. So you have 8 more hours in the day. So he looks at all the Bachram. He said, don't tell, whatever you just thought in your head when I asked you how long it takes you. So some of you it takes you, you thought 2 hours to do a blot. Some of you 1 hour, some of you a half hour. He says, so those of you that are a half hour, you have 8 more hours in the day. You could do 16 blot a day. Those of you that have, you thought, oh, it takes you an hour, you could be doing 8 blot a day. And those of you that, oh, it takes you 2 hours, you still could do 4 blot a day. Go start steiging. Rav Shalom Shadran said from that point on, it was unclear in sort of 2 or 3 months left till the end of the Zaman. He went through Baba Basra with his chavrusa. He got such chizik from those words. He went through Baba Basra with his chavrusa 4 times. 4 times. Baba Basra is the largest mesechta in Dapim and Shas, 176 plot. 4 times. 704 blot. In a few months, 2 or 3 months. From that point on. Now again, each and every one of us on our level to take such a story, but that's what Rosh Hashanah Shadran used to say. But that's the achrayas, to realize I'm only going to be one with Torah if I continue to push and continue to chazer and continue to review. And that's the key to my aur, to the light of this world. You know, the entire Torah starts out in this week's parasha telling us about the world we live in. And it says, the world we live in, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Ha'aretz. First pasuk, we all know it, right? Hashem created heaven and earth. And what was the earth that He created? Naturally, inherently, the earth is full of darkness. Naturally, is desolate. Is bleak. That's what it was. He didn't create that. It doesn't say Hashem created tov v'vo v'choshech. That's just what it was. That's what the essence of the world we live in is. And it's going to have an effect on us. But what took that away? So, v'yomer l'kim yiyar, v'yiyar. Only the R could defeat the darkness. Only that light. What light is that He created? That's not the light of physical light. We see later by the Ma'oros, the sun, the moon, that gives over physical light in the world. This R, and you look, it is deep Torah, but it's Mamish Rashi. This R is the R HaGonas. It's a very spiritual light that could defeat the Tov Avo of the world. But that R HaGonas, we know, was put away into hiding because the world couldn't handle it because of the people that weren't such tzaddikim, couldn't handle such a light. But where could you find it still? The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, Os Gimel, says there's one place we could still find it. Look, not just Torah, La'omle Torah. Those who toil in Torah. If we put effort into our learning, realizing I need to because there's shichacha in the world. So my avodah is just put in as much effort as I can and not stop with Amelos B'Torah. Not stop pushing, not stop putting in effort in our learning. So Chevro, we're here together. And it's a few days after Yontav ended. But we should realize all of Yontav is only to get us jump started for Bereishis. And it's only to give us that initial boost. You know, imagine Lolein, when the car breaks down and the car dies and the battery dies. So you have to jump start it. You could go hook it up to another car or to a battery starter, whatever, you jump start it. But that's just a jump start. What keeps it going is the battery has to be alive and keep on going. All of the Yom Tovim, that's the jump start. That's the boost. But now we got to keep it alive. And the way to keep it alive is through Torah. It's the limud haTorah, through Amelos B'Torah, through Simcha Shel Torah. That's how it could stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. Each and every one of us have different amount of times we could learn. That's true. We have different achrayas, different responsibilities. But we have to be amal b'Torah, we have to have mesiras nefesh b'Torah. Whether it means waking up earlier, whether it means going to sleep a little later. What it means when we're traveling and we're on a subway, we're on a train, we're on a bus, and a lot of people could just take that and then chvesnish and to sleep or because you have to listen to every detail of what's going on with Kavanaugh, you know, Shemir Achim. That this has to, in the Maisa, if you think about the world we live in, how much bittles man with such an yonim. How much bittles man with such. Okay, we might all agree that it's disgusting and crazy and whatever it is, but why does it matter to talk about it so much and to read about it so much and to have to know what every single senator and every single news, everybody says about it? Okay, shkoyach. Meaning it is what it is. It's it. I mean, okay, we feel for an individual. I don't mean that. But what I'm saying is, why does that have to take up? Why were more sukkahs tables in the sukkah talking about this than talking Torah on sukkahs? Hashem Yirachim. Think about it. How much bittles man it is in the world. This is what's taken over the world. This is the chashivas of the world. It can't be of our world. So if I'm going to sit and travel, I could, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world of technology which has so many chesronos to it. If we're going to be involved in it with all the chesronos, at least have some milas. And we stick earphones in our ears and listen to a shir and learn Torah and shteig. And not waste our time. And connect to the Ar Hagonas Shel Olam. The light of this world. The light of Torah. And that's Bereishis. Asher Shibarta, thank you for breaking the luchos so I could push myself. So I have the chizik that when I forget, it's okay. It's more than okay. It's a reason that I'm going to continue to learn, but I push myself by Amelus B'Torah. Push myself to get close to Hashem through the Torah. And the schus of that Torah, ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ar, Each and every one of us should have that aura, that clarity to do away with all the tohu vavohu of the world. The world inherently is all tohu vavohu. Don't forget it. Don't get pulled into it. The only way to see clearly in what is MS is through that light of Torah. Let's stay connected to Torah, stay connected to Hashem, Bekdusha V'Tahara. That Zchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezras Hashem will only bring each and every one of our families a good winter, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of or for each and every one of us in our beautiful mishpachas.